Today's Shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Dalad. We will begin on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom, Pesach V'Omer. In our previous Shir, we began to discuss how Rav Yaakov Bar Abba came to the home of Rava and learned from him many of the halachas of Havdalah. So Gemara now begins the Pesach Rava, the Rava began now to actually recite the Havdalah. V'omar, and he said, Hamavda ben Kodesh L'chol, ben O L'choshech, ben Yisrael L'amim, ben Yom HaShvi, L'shesh Shimei Hamasa. These were the various statements that Rava made in his Havdalah. I saw many different pshatim in why these specific Havdalahs, why these different places where we find a distinction were mentioned. Ben Ola Choshech, Ben Yisrael Amin, Ben Yom Yishvil HaShesh, Yimei Masa explains the Sefer Amunas Moshe according to the pshat that's given by the Baal Shem Tov. The Pasuk says in V'Choshech Zu Malchus Yovan, a Medrash in Parshas Bereishis, Shech Shicha Einayim B'Gzeiruseyim. The Gzeirus of the Yevonim were very serious. So the Baal Shem Tov used to explain, what does that mean? So he would explain that what the Yevonim tried to establish in Klal Yisrael is that what makes a Jew unique is that he recognizes that Hakol L'Toiva, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. We don't always understand everything, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands everything. And that's pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim, Ein Hashem el tzadikim ve'oznav el shavosam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Hashem el tzadikim, the tzadikim have the eyes, have the vision, have the foresight to realize that everything comes from Hashem, and that everything that Hashem does is for our best. Then ve'oznav el shavosam. So we recognize that when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever He did for us, He answered us. It wasn't what I asked for. It doesn't have to be what I asked for. It has to be what Hashem thinks it's right. And that's what we say in the Havdalah. Ben Ol Choshech, Ben Yisrael, just like it's so obvious to tell the difference between dark and light in this world, the difference in being able to tell what Hashem, we, Ben Yisrael Amim, we are always able to see the light in everything because we recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Chochmas HaMatzpun explains that the Pasuk says regarding Shabbos, we say it every Friday night, Asher Tziva Hashem La'asos Oysom. And the question is, when we speak about Shabbos, Shabbos represents a day of rest. Shabbos represents a day where we don't do melacha. So how do we understand when we use the words, how do we use the words when we describe Shabbos of Asher Tziva Hashem La'asos Oysom, that's something that we're supposed to do? So the lesson, he explains, is that we shouldn't think of Shabbos just a day of not doing something. Shabbos is a day that we're supposed to accomplish a lot. The Pasuk says, Zoch Hashem Shabbos L'Kachoy, Shom Hashem Shabbos L'Kachoy. And we say every Shabbos by Mincha, Menucha V'Kedusha L'Amcha Nesata. Shabbos is a day where we're supposed to attain higher madrigas than the whole week. And that's what makes Klal Yisrael very unique, that we're constantly trying to grow in our Avodas Hashem, in our level of Kedusha. And that's why we say, Ben Yisrael La'amim, Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesh Shimei HaMasa. The difference between us and everybody else is what we do on our Yom HaShvi. What do we do on our day of rest? On our day of rest is not just a day of doing nothing. It's less than a day of wasting time. Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesh Shimei HaMasa. The Yom HaShvi is a day that we try to grow in Avodas Hashem. That what makes Klal Yisrael special. And in fact, the Chasam Sofer explains, we spoke the last halacha we discussed in our previous shir, is that a Motzei Shabbos, when we make Havdalah, we're supposed to use an avuka, a torch. He explains that why is there such an important rule that we have to use a torch on Motzei Shabbos for Avdolah. Explains the Chasam Sofer. On Shabbos, we've attained a level of Kedusha. What we're supposed to do with that level of Kedusha is make sure to retain and hold on to that level of Kedusha. How do we represent that? The way we represent that is by taking a second candle, like we explained yesterday. An avuka means 2 wicks. And we take 2 wicks, and we have 1 wick light the other wick. The Kedusha that we attained in Shabbos should be mashpia, should influence, not just for Shabbos, but it should influence and have an effect for our whole week. Another pshat that I saw, also the Chochmas HaMatzman explains, that Ben Yisrael Hamavdim and Kodesh L'chol Ben Ol L'choshech Ben Yisrael La'amim is when we think about these distinctions that we mention, the Kodesh L'chol, the difference between Kodesh and Chol should be so strong, just like the difference between Ol L'choshech. In other words, everybody could tell the difference between Ol and Choshech. So too, the difference between Kodesh and Chol, between what's right and what's wrong, between Yisrael Amin, between the right way to act and the wrong way to act, should be so clear and so obvious. There's no room for any confusion. What we're supposed to do is, everything we do should be permeated with mitzvahs and with Torah, and we're doing the right way. And that's what we say, Ben Yisrael, that we start with Ben Or L'Choshech. Everybody could tell the difference between Ben Or L'Choshech. So we say, just like everybody could tell the difference between Or L'Choshech, so too, everybody should be able to tell the difference Ben Yisrael L'Amim, Ben Yom HaShvi L'Choshech, Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Ben Yisrael L'Amim, Ben Yom HaShvi L'Choshech, Shemei Masa. Everything we do should be obvious that this is a difference between Or L'Choshech, what's right and what's wrong. Another pshat, and along the same line, the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Hayim Siman Samach Tes Sif Beis, says that the halacha is that a sumah, somebody who Rachman Tzlan is blind, still makes the bracha Yotza Moiris, still makes the bracha that we say every morning by Shachris, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the light that he brought to the world. Because a sumah is blind, unfortunately, he can't see that light. It has to be in such a way, our behavior has to be in such a way that everybody can recognize the difference between, that even a sumah, just like a sumah, could tell that when it's or when it's choshech. And he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even if he can't, unfortunately, see the light, but because other people could see the light, and because it's so obvious that now is the time of day, that even though he can't see it, it is something that's so clear. What we're supposed to say is just like the difference between Or L'Choshech is so obvious that everybody sees it, so should be the difference between Yisrael L'Amim, between B'Kodesh L'Choil, the way we live, the way we act, should be so different and so obvious that it's a life of Kedusha and Tahara. Continues the Gemara. Amalei, so Rav Yaakov said to Rava, Lamalach Kulahai, why do you have to say so many different differences? Vamar Yehuda Marav, Hamadman Kodesh L'chol, somebody just says Mavdaman Kodesh L'chol, Zui Avdolosa, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's all Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said when he said Avdolah. Amalei, so Rava responded to Rav Yaakov, Anor Kosfirlei, I hold like the opinion of Rabbi Lozer. Damar Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Oshia, Hapoichas Le'yivchas Mishalish, if when somebody is saying that Avdolah is Motzei Shabbos by Avdolah, he should say a minimum of 3, and not more than 7. And therefore, I don't agree with what Rabbi Yehuda said, that it's enough to say just 1. Amalei. So Rabbi Yaakov said to Rava, you didn't say 3 or 7. You just said the numbers 3 or 7, but you said 5. You said 4. In other words, as the Rishbam explained, if you want to say the minimum, so the minimum is 3. If you want to say the maximum is 7. There is no option. There is no option to say anything else. And Tosfos says that we don't know necessarily why these are the specific numbers, 3 and 7. However, there must be a reason, it seems, on Kabbalah, that it has to be either just 3 or 7. The Ram Chalva explains the Gemara in a simpler fashion. He explains that the question he asked was, if you want to do the minimum, do 3. If you want to do the maximum, do 7. Why did you choose to just say 4? So the question that comes up when we learn this Gemara is, here we learned that when Chazal gave a number, the number they gave is very specific. But we find in many areas of halacha where numbers were given, and yet we find that we're allowed to add to that number. So the simplest pshat to answer all these questions is that sometimes when Chazal gave a number, as we just explained from Tosfos, they had a very specific reason for giving that number, and what their intention with giving that number was that we should only say that number, nothing else, but sometimes nothing other than those numbers. However, sometimes Chazal weren't makbid on the number. The Chasam Sofer discusses, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, that on Friday night, the Chasam Sofer, Chelek Aruchayim, Simon Ayin Hei, Chelek Aleph, where he discusses that we know on Friday night, we're supposed to light 2 candles, Echad Keneged Zachar, and Echad Keneged Shomer. So the question is, many people we know light more than 2 candles. So, in fact, the Chasam Sofer says, why? The number is 2. So he said, because in Shabbos, there's an inyan to have more light in the house. As the Pasuk says, Ba'urim Kabdim Hashem. So in other words, when Chazal made the Takana that we should light 2 candles, what they meant was it should be a minimum of 2 candles. But they originally agreed that we could say we could light many more candles. Although I did see that there are many poskim that suggest that we know that many people light many candles on Friday night. The meaning of many people is that they light the amount of candles as there are family members in their home. But many people have a separate candelabra that has just 2 candles in it, that those 2 candles are for the mitzvah of Zohar V'Shomer, that was why the lighting candles were established Friday night. And in fact, I saw that some places the minig is that separate candelabra, which just has those 2 candles, is not even lit by the wife, by the woman of the home, which typically we know Neir Shabbos are lit by the women. Those 2 candles, which is to represent that special mitzvah, Zohar V'Shomer, is lit by the man. The Paiskim discuss that we know Chazal established that when we have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, we should have Zayin Kruim. We should have 7 people getting Aliyah. So why do we have more? Again, the answer is that Chazal wanted us to learn on Torah, Shabbos. Chazal wanted us to have as many people learning on Shabbos. They said the minimum is 7, but you could add to it. We have another example I saw was regarding the psukim of Zechronius, Malchus, and Shifras that are mentioned in the Shemone Esrei, in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, that the Aloch is was supposed to mention 10 psukim. But the halacha is you can mention more, because since the number over there was originally established not as a firm number, it was established as a minimum number, so then we could say more. The point in this discussion was that sometimes Chazal made a number and said these numbers are specific, and sometimes Chazal weren't specific with their numbers. They just said this is a minimum of what we're looking for. Amalei, Ivra. So I understand. So he said, I only said, so again, the question was, he had said 4 Havdalos, and now it turns out that you said 4, and we just learned that you have a choice, either 3 or 7. Amalei, he said it was really 3. And what I said at the end, b'yom ha'shvi'i l'sheish shimei ha'masa, the reason I said it was me'ein achsima hi. Because since the bracha that we say at the end of the Avdolah is Baruch ha'mavdo ben kodesh l'chol, the halacha is that when you end the bracha, you're supposed to say the same, review something that was said in the bracha. That indeed the halach is that when you say something at the end, you're supposed to say at the end something that you mentioned at the beginning. And that's why the Ran and the Mordechai say when we say Havdalah in At Chanantanu, we don't have to say over Beyom Eshvil Shesh Shimei Masa. Because since the bracha we're going to say is Chayin Adas, has nothing to do with Yom Eshvil Shesh Shimei Masa. The only reason we're supposed to repeat what we mention is if it's the same subject as the bracha. And since it's not the same subject of the bracha, there is no reason to do it again. But Padisa Amri, Padisa said, what you're supposed to do is, Me'ein psichoson samach l'chsimoson. You have to say something that was mentioned at the beginning, you have to repeat it at the end. And in fact, the Mefarshim all explain that why do you have to do that? Because we see, the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, the Kol Parsha, Shaya Chaviva David, any parsha David particularly loved, Chosma Me'im Psichoson. We started with Ashrei, he ended with Ashrei. And that's why the end should be the same as the beginning. Ask the Gemara. So we had two different explanations why Ben Yom Eshvil Sheshi Me'imasa was repeated. One is the opinion of Shmuel, that you have to mean a chsima some chsima, and the opinion of Pambadisa was me'ein psichol some chasiva. What's the nafkamina and lahaloch between these two pshatim? Answers, the Gemara ikabinayu, yontav shechal liyos acha Shabbos. If yontav falls on Matzah Shabbos, do we say that we start the Avdalah, the chasminan, the way we end the Avdalah, is by saying ben kodesh l'kodesh? Lamandomer, according to Mandom that says me'ein psichoson samach l'chsimoson, that you have to have what you said at the beginning near the end, le'boy le'meimah, be'kedusha Shabbos le'kedusha Shantav Avdalta. All you could say is, be'yom eshvil sheshi me'emasa, like on every month of Shabbos. However, man da omer, the opinion that holds you have to have me'en chesimoson, samal chesimoson, so then when you say this Avdalah on Matzah Shabbos, boy le'meimah, you have to say, boy le'meimah, you have to say, me'kedusha Shabbos le'kedusha Shantav Avdalta. Because it has to be me'en chesimah, samal chesimah. There's an interesting question that the Poskim discuss. Many, we mentioned this in our previous year, are of the opinion that the Havdalah Motzei Shabbos is a Chiyuv Daraisa. The Rebbe Chanan has a discussion, what's the halacha of Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, from Motzei Yontif to Chol HaMoed? Says Rebbe Chanan, since Yontif is a Chol HaMoed is a Mikra Kodesh, or the case that we're discussing now, Yontif, from Shabbos to Yontif, since Yontif is a Mikra Kodesh, so there a Chiv Havdalah is not a Chiv Deraisa, or is it still a Chiv Deraisa? The Chasam Sofer says that only when we're saying Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, when we go from Shabbos to a weekday, from Yontif to a weekday, is the Chiv Havdalah Deraisa. But when we're going from a Yontif, when we're going from a Shabbos or a Yontif to a time which is still a Mikra Kodesh, the halacha is that you say that it's not a Chiyuv Daraisa. Gufa, so it goes back to Gemara. Amar Belaza, as we just mentioned, Amar Belaza, Amar Baishia, Papaychas Leviachas Mishlalosh, Bamaisel Yosef Shabbos. Meisvei, Omer, Havdalah with Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tovim. When we Matzah Shabbos comes, we're supposed to say Havdalah. A Matzah Yom Tovim, we're supposed to say Havdalah. Or a Matzah Yom Kippurim, we're supposed to say Havdalah. A Matzah Yom Kippurim. The reason Yom Kippur is singled out is because, unlike Matzah Yontif, a Matzah Yom Kippur, we're supposed to say, we say Bari Mariesh. Or a Matzah Shabbos to Yontif. Or a Matzah Yom Tov L'Chol HaShemoed. Avalai B'Matzah Yom Tov L'Shabbos. We don't say Havdalah when we're going from Motzei Yom Tov to Shabbos. Harogel, somebody who is aware of many different types of Havdalah, Omer Harbei, he should mention many different types of distinctions. Shenei Rogel, whoever isn't able to mention and think of different Havdalahs, Omer Achas, should just say one. So here we say that you could say just one. And we before mentioned that you could say that the minimum to say is three. Answers the Gemara, Tanayi. This is actually Machlokes Tanayim. Dam Rav Yochanan, Benon Shel Kedoshin Omer, the Benon Shel Kedoshin would just say Achas, would just say one Havdalah. V'nago Ha'am, but everybody else's minig was Loi Mishalosh, to say three. And this opinion that says we just say one represents the opinion of the Benon Shel Kedoshim. Ask the Gemara, Man Ninu Benon Shel Kedoshim, who is the Benon Shel Kedoshim? Says the Gemara, it was Rav Nachman Bar Simoi. Ask the Gemara, V'amai Korolei Benon Shel Kedoshim, how did he get this title of Benon Shel Kedoshim? Says the Gemara, D'listakel B'tzuras D'zuzah. He never looked at money. Shalach Lei Rav Shmuel Bar Idi, Chananya Ochi Oimer Achas, Chananya, my brother, would just say one Havdalah. However, V'les Helchus HaKavah say, that's not the halacha. The halacha is he's supposed to say a minimum of three. So, the first question is, that why was he called a Benon Shel Kedoshim? Why does that have to do with his parents? The Gemara is calling him a Benon Shel Kedoshim because he never looked at money. It should be that he was a Kadosh because he didn't look at money. Why is he called Benon Shel Kedoshim? So Taisa says that where does somebody get this type of behavior? How does somebody come to the Madrega that he doesn't look at money? It must be that that's what he saw at his home. That was the chinuch that he received. We are a product of our chinuch. And if our chinuch is such, is chinuch is the right type of chinuch, if somebody educates his children properly, he will be zoichet to have children to lo yistakel b'tzuras d'zuzah. I saw that the Sefer Tapukei Chayim says, what does it mean he didn't look at money? We all need money to live. How could somebody not look at money? He says, there are people that try to have influence because they're wealthy. What Rabbi Yosef Ismai was, the Benon Shel Kedoshim, he did not let himself get influenced by wealthy people. But then I saw from the Sefer Ahavas Yisrael a beautiful pshat. He says, there are two ways to look at money. Money could be looked at as it's something that you need to have in the world to live. You can't purchase anything. You can't do business if you don't have money. So those people look at money because money serves a constructive purpose. And then there's some people who are so connected to their money, they're so connected to their money that they constantly are thinking about money, even when it's not for any specific constructive purpose. It says, where else do we find such a distinction? We find such a distinction by yichus. The people that Baruch Hashem have yichus, they come from a great lineage. They come from a very special family. So if that yichus is what encourages them to do what's right, then the yichus serves a very constructive purpose. But if all the yichus is something that they use to be arrogant and show off, look at who my parents are, my grandparents, my forebearers, then that yichus is of no constructive purpose. The Gemara says that when we speak about Reb Nachman Bar Simoi, what was Reb Nachman Bar Simoi? He was a Benon Shel Kedoshim. He used his yichus just for constructive purpose, to make that he should want to do better, that he should want to grow in Avodas Hashem. So he only used his yichus for purpose, for constructive purpose. And so too was his attitude towards money. His entire use of money was also only for constructive purposes, not for any other purposes. I saw a beautiful explanation from the Noam Elimelech. The Pasuk in Parashas Kisisa, when it teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told Moshe Rabbeinu to look at to count Klal Yisrael and tell every Jew to contribute a machsa shekel. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what the machsa shekel was, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the matbeya shel esh, a matbeya of fire. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to show him a matbeya of fire? Because fire is, says the Noam HaElimelech, could serve a very constructive purpose. It's heat. We can't do much without fire. But of course we understand that fire is also very dangerous. He was teaching him, that is a matbeya. That's what money is all about. Money could be extremely constructive if we use the money for positive purposes. But if we use the money for not the right purposes, that then the money is extremely dangerous. That's what the Benon Shel Kedoshim, the definition of a Benon Shel Kedoshim is somebody who knows what to do with the money. He doesn't get completely enamored with the money. What he does with the money is that he uses it for constructive purposes. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi, when you're mentioning the Havdolos and Havdolah, you have to mention main Havdolos Hamuris B'Torah, the same types of Havdolos that are mentioned in the Torah. Meisvei, asked the Gemara, it says in the Brisa, say the Havdolos Heich, Oim Hamavda B'Kodesh L'chol, Ben Ol L'choshech Ben Yisrael, Amin Ben Yom Yishvi L'Shesh Shimei Amasa, Ben Tamei L'Tar, Ben Ayom L'Charova, the ocean and the dry, Ben Mayim Al Yoinim, the water that's above the Rikia, L'Mayim Tachtoinim, between the water that's bottom of, under the Rikia, by Kahanim Lelevim v'Yisraelim, v'Chaisim, and the way he ends this entire series is B'Sei the Bereishis, Baruch Ata Hashem, Soy the Bereishis, because on Matzoi Shabbos is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started again. That was the first week that the week was a regular week. V'Cherim Amrim Yoytze Bereishis, that the right nusach is to say Yoytze Bereishis. Yoytze Yudaima Chaisim. Mekadesh Yisrael. Everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu did is Mekadesh Yisrael. Says the Gemara. Vim Isa, if what we're saying is that the only Havdolos that we should mention, Matzah Shabbos by Havdolah, are Havdolos that are mentioned in the Torah, Ha Ben Yom L'Charova, when the Torah speaks about the differentiation between the sea and the dry land, we don't find that the Torah uses, like Siva by Havdolos, we don't find that the Torah uses the word Havdolah. Says the Gemara, indeed, that should be deleted. Ihachi, asked the Gemara, if we're taking it out, we don't have seven Havdolos. Answers the Gemara, it's also one of the, it's not to be counted, because it's not one of the, it's only mentioned, as we mentioned earlier in the shir, because we're supposed to mention Smei Chasima, Samal Chasima, Batsa Chada. So we're missing one, and Leka Sheva, and you said that you're supposed to say seven. Amri, answers the Gemara, when we say Kahanim Levim Yisraelim represent Trei Milin and Hu. They represent two distinctions. One is, now we're looking for Psukim, because as we said, everything that we mention has to be based on a pasuk. So where do we find that there's a difference between Levim and Yisraelim? The Ksiv, as the pasuk says, Beisahi Hivdal Hashem as Shevet Alevi, and Bekahanim Levim, the Ksiv Bnei Amram Aaron and Moshe V'Yibadel Aaron Lagdishay Kodesh Agdashim. So the pasuk that says Beisahi Hivdal Shevet Alevi, there's a machloikus between Rashi and the Ramban. What does that pasuk mean? Rashi says that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, we know that Levim had a very different position in Mitzrayim than Klal Yisrael. So as soon as we left Mitzrayim, Hivdil Shevet Levi, Shevet Levi was separated. The Ramban says the Beis Ahi was at the time after the Chet HaEgel, where Klal Yisrael participated in the Chet HaEgel, but we know Mila Shema Eli, the Levim did not participate in that terrible chait. At that point, says the Ramban, is when the Levim were separated and the Kohanim were separated from the Israelim. Michta Machosim. So ask the Gemara, we mentioned various different opinions of what is the way we end the bracha. So ask the Gemara, Michta my chosim, what is the proper way to conclude the Avdolah? Rav Amar, Rav said that the proper way of saying is Mekadosh Yisrael. The Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says the proper way of saying Hamavd Mekadosh L'chol. So the Rishal Shuvs Ramah Mepana says, why did he say Mekadosh Yisrael? Because one would think that just like when the Kedusha Shabbos ends, so expires Matzoy Shabbos, so too does the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, which is so connected to Shabbos, also expire. So that's why a Matzoy Shabbos, says the Ramapana, according to this opinion, when we conclude the Avdolah, we say Mekadosh Yisrael to announce that the Kedusha of Shabbos maybe is going away, but the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael remains forever. Light Allah Abaya, Vishmuel Amamad Mekadosh L'chol. Light Allah Abaya, Abaya would be upset with Rabbi Yosef Hadara, that they held that you shouldn't say Mekadosh Yisrael on Matzah Shabbos. Why was Abaya so upset? Because the reason is that, first of all, the Meiri says that whenever it says Layit, it represents that he was upset, but not that the halacha can't be that way. And the reason he was upset was because we just learned that it has to be Me'ein Chasima, Samach Chasima, Me'ein Psicha, Samach L'Psicha, and this doesn't represent that. Tana Meshmeid Rav Shub Ben Chananya, Kol HaChayis Mekadosh Yisrael, HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. If somebody says both Mekadosh Yisrael and Amad Mekadosh L'Chol, Marichon Lo Yom Shvoysov, he's going to be Zoych Tarichas Yomim. And I saw that the Sefer Stei Yitzchak explains why is he Zoych by saying this Tarichas Yomim. So he says a beautiful pshat. You know, there are people that don't want to spend a lot of time davening. There are people that don't want to spend a lot of time learning. They say, we don't have enough time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you invest time in davening and learning, you won't lose from that time. I'll give you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that could give it to us, I will give you Arichas Yomim, and all the time that you spent on davening and learning will have not been to waste. You'll make up every moment that you learned. However, V'les Hechasek HaVasei, the Halacha is not that way, because we're not supposed to end the bracha speaking about two different, explains the Rashbam, that you're not supposed to end the bracha with saying two different inyanim. Mekadosh Yisrael and Mekadosh L'chol represent two different subjects, and therefore we should only say Hamad Mekadosh L'chol. And Rashi explains, why is there a point in not saying two different two different subjects when we say a bracha? It goes back to a concept that we discussed in previous shiurim, that it's similar to ein oisim mat mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. If you're trying to put too much in one bracha, it looks like chavilas chavilas, and therefore it's inappropriate. Ula ikla pumbedisa, says the one, Ula came to pumbedisa, Amalei Rabbi Yudel Rabbi Yitzchak Burei, Zil Amtalei Kakolo de Peri, please bring him a basket of fruit, V'chazei Hecha Avdol. And like that, you'll see how he makes Avdolah. So, first of all, the Magen Avraham says that maybe from here, there's a raya that you may or may not give somebody a matana. We discussed this when we learned Masechet Shabbos. On Shabbos, Mekech U'Memker, doing commerce, doing business, is also on Shabbos. And therefore the question is, are you allowed to give somebody a gift on Shabbos? So the question is, when did he want to give him the gift? Did he want to give him the gift already on Shabbos? And therefore we'll have a raya that even on Shabbos we may give a gift? Or was it only going to be given on Matzah Shabbos? Loy Ozel, he didn't go himself. And V'chazei Echa Avdol, since the halacha is that you can't eat until you make Avdolah, so he's going to want to partake of these delicious fruit. So he's going to have to make Avdolah first, and you'll be able to learn what is the proper nusach of the Avdolah. Le'azo, he didn't go himself. Shadalei Abaya, he sent Abaya. So I saw that Rav Reuven Bengis asked the question, how did he not go himself? Mitzvah kibbutz av ha'eim is a mitzvah shebagufa. A mitzvah kibbeh eim is a mitzvah that you have to do yourself. It's not a mitzvah that you could ask somebody else to do do on your behalf. So how could he have sent somebody else to do the mitzvah? So Rav Benger says, from here we see that the mitzvah of kibbeh av eim, midaraisa, is only if the father will have benefit from what you're doing. If your parents will have benefit from what you're doing, then there's a mitzvah of kibbeh av eim. But if there's no benefit to the parent, there is no chiyuv d'oraisa. Here, the father wanted, we'll see, that he should have a benefit from watching the Avdolah. And therefore, it wasn't a chiyuv d'oraisa. Another pshat that I saw from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky is that when the way to understand the Gemara is that if this is something that only you could do, then you have to do it. But this wasn't such a situation, and therefore he could have asked somebody else, he asked Abaye to do it. Kios Abaye. So Shadalai Abaye, he sent Abaye with the fruit and to see how the Avdolah was recited. Kios Abaye Omer Hechi Omer. So Omalei Rabbi Yitzchak asked Abaye, tell us the Nusach that he said. Omalei Baruch Amavdim and Kaddish Chol. Omer. So Ula asked with Suloi, did he not say anything more than that? Osla Kameda Vilwa. So he came to his father, and Amalei and Rabbi Yehuda asked him, Hechi Amar, what exactly was the Avdalah? Amalei Anola Azla, he was honest. He said, I didn't go myself. However, Anor Shadarati Labaya. I sent Abaya, Vamali, and he said that all Ula said was Hamad bin Kadesh Lechol. Vamalei, Rabbi Menusei Demar, you're being arrogant that you're refusing to go yourself. V'sidrusa demar, you want to act in a way that it isn't befitting your honor to go see exactly what was done. You sent somebody else in your place. Garmalei lamar caused the loitei mishmatz b'pirmei, that the halacha will not be said in your name. Because if you would have gone yourself, you would have heard. Now, whenever we're going to speak in the Beis Medrash, what is the way it's supposed to say, what is the way the Havdalah should be said, everybody would say it in your name. But now that you didn't go yourself, it wasn't said in your name. Which opens up a very interesting discussion. And we know, as the Rashbam explains, that Kol Oyim Adavah Shmur Mipiv, Meimi Gula Loilam, it's very important to have words said over in your name, it brings a gula to the world. The Gemara says that when you speak over the retirement somebody's name, svasov doivavos cover. So the question that many Paiskim discuss, if there was a halacha recited through a series of people, do you have to mention all of the people that are mentioning it, or do you only have to mention the first and the last? The Chidah says that there was a serious people, then you only mention the first person who said the halacha and the last person. But then there's a question. So if that's the halacha, that you only have to mention the first and the last, so why was he upset? He wasn't the first or the last. And therefore, some say that when it's that you should mention everybody. Others say that when it's a raya ba'alma, when you want to say something that you saw, it's very important to mention the person who saw it, because that's the person who offered the testimony, offered that I heard it in his name. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Kol HaBrachos Kulon Paiseach Baruch. You always you begin the Baruch with the Baruch, Chosen Baruch, and you end with a Baruch. Chutz Mibrichas HaMitzvahs, except when you make a Bracha on a Mitzvah. Which is a very short, and the Rashbam explains, because a mitzvah doesn't have many different subjects mentioned in the bracha. You're just mentioning the subject on which you're making the bracha, and therefore you only say baruch once. And as the Rashbam explains, the difference between a short bracha and a long bracha is the way Chazal established to say the bracha. Some times Chazal said only one baruch, and sometimes Chazal said more than one baruch. I did see that it depends if there are a lot of words in the bracha. That seems to be Tosfos' opinion. The Rav Yoh's opinion is it depends if how many subjects are mentioned in the bracha. Then Ubrichas Aperis. When you make a Brichas Aperis, you only say Baruch once, and Bracha Smucha L'Chavrita. When there's one bracha following another bracha, you only say Baruch once. Tosfos explains that the example of Bracha Smucha L'Chavrita is Shmon Esrei, where we only say Baruch at the beginning of the Shmon Esrei, but at the beginning of every bracha, we don't say Baruch again. Tosfos does point out that the Sheva Brachas that we say by a wedding do begin with a Baruch, because even though the Bracha Smucha L'Chavrita, because each one represents a separate subject. And since in each one represents a separate subject, that's why each one begins with a Baruch, even though the Baruch is Smucha L'Chavrita. Which opens up also a very important discussion that I saw that the Poskim discuss. The halacha is that we just said that the Sheva Brachas are considered a Bracha Smucha L'Chavrita. The brachas are half Torah that we say every Shabbos, Yontif, whenever we say half Torah, don't all begin with bracha, baruch, because they're also a baruch ha-samach l'chavrita. And that's why the Shar Ephraim says that that we should never have more than one person recite the brachas half Torah, because they're all baruch ha-samach l'chavrita. So I saw that there's a very big discussion by the Sheva Brachas. Do we separate the brachas under the chuppah by Sheva Brachas? The minig of the Kozmog Rebbe, he discusses it in the Tshuvas Devar Yatziv, is that because the Sheva Brachas, as we just said, even though they all begin with a baruch, but there's still Samach L'Chavrita, and a baruch of Samach L'Chavrita, like the Sher Ephraim said, should not be separated. And therefore, only one person should say all six of the first brachas. However, I saw that the Shas Chuvas Mishnah Alochis and Chelik Dalet Sim Reish Dalet has a discussion. And he says, given that Tosfos just said that all of these brachas by the Sheva Brachas, each bracha represents a separate subject. So since each bracha represents a separate subject, then they're not considered your regular situation of bracha Samucha L'Chavrita, and they may be separated. The next example is the bracha Achronish B'Krishma, the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, that the halacha is that also doesn't begin with a baruch, because it's a bracha smucha l'chavrita to the bracha before the Shmon Esrei, even though there was Krishma in between. So the Paiskim will explain that even though there was Krishma in between, it doesn't make a difference, since it's all part of the mitzvah of Krishma, it's not considered a hefsek. Yesh behem, sometimes that we mention, some of the brachas that we mention, Pesach b'baruch, begins with a baruch, v'ena chosim b'baruch, but doesn't end with a bracha, like the brachas ha-mitzvahs, the brachas ha-peris, the halacha is that they all start with a baruch, but you don't repeat the baruch. V'yesh behem she-chosim b'baruch, v'ena Pesach b'baruch, a bracha smucha l'chavrita, the bracha achron of Krishma, that end with a baruch, but don't begin with a baruch. Hatoiva meitiv, that we say brichas hamazon, there, it's a bracha smucha l'chavrita. It pesach b'baruch, it begins with baruch, but it ain't a chosim b'baruch. It doesn't end with a baruch. The reason for that, explained the Rishonim, is that originally that nusach habracha was just a very short nusach habracha. It was a bracha ketzara. They just said, Baruch Ato Hashem Alekeinu Melech Olam Hatoiva Meitiv. But later on, they lengthened that bracha. The Gemara Masech, the brachas, teaches us that they wanted to say three times Malchus, because for the other places in benching where we don't say it. And therefore, since it was started off as a bracha ketzara, it started with baruch, then a chosim b'baruch. But kashal ula, but this is a question of ula. He began the avdala with baruch hamavdal, but he didn't end saying Baruch again. Amlach Ula responds Ula. Ha nami brichas mitzvah damye. Havdalah is like brichas mitzvah. Brichas mitzvah my tama. Why do we explain that brichas mitzvah? We begin with baruch, but we don't end baruch. Mishum daidahi. It's all one subject of haidah. Ha nami. The brichas havdalah is just one haidah, and since it's one haidah, it's enough to say baruch only once. Haidahi. It's enough to say baruch only once. We need not say it two times.